Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Beis, Nida 2. And today we begin the Daf Yomi from Maseches Nida. So Nida deals with the cycle, generally speaking, of a woman. When a woman sees blood, that the way of women is to see blood coming from their body from time to time. And when they see blood, this is called a veses. Now, if there is a fixed time where a woman always sees the blood flowing from her body, then it is called a isha sheyesh la veses, a woman that has a veses. But if there's no fixed time, then it is called an isha she'en la veses, a woman that does not have a veses. A woman who sees blood from the moment, according to the Talmud, from the moment the blood, she feels the blood leaving and going to what's called the base hachitzon, which is something we'll come to define later in our tractate, which is technically translated as the outer house, then even though it has not completely left her body, she is going to be considered tamei, ritually impure, and she is prohibited to be with her husband. So there is what's called an iser tuma, and there's an iser erva. There's a prohibition of ritual impurity, and there's a prohibition of being with her husband. Biblically speaking, she's only going to become tamei if she feels that the blood started leaving. However, the rabbis made a decree that even if she sees it without feeling it, she's going to be considered ritually impure, and even if she just found it on a garment, she's also going to be considered rabbinically tamei. The laws of a nida and a zava are as follows. The first time that a woman sees blood coming from her body, she's going to be considered a nida, and she is tamei for 7 days. Whether she saw a small drop, or whether she saw it for all 7 days, that's called nida. But let's say after those 7 days she stops seeing it, or if she stops seeing it during the 7 days prior to sunset, then biblically speaking, that night she can go to the mikvah, and then after that she is tahora and she's allowed to return and be with her husband physically. However, that's just biblically speaking. Rabbinically speaking, we're going to see that time is extended. But biblically speaking, from the 8th day onward, she's allowed to be with her husband. But then for the next 11 days, immediately following the Nida, those 11 days are called the days of Ziva, literally the days of a flow. And the law with respect to those days, that if she sees blood one day or 2 days during those days, she has to count one clean day and then immerse in the mikvah, and then she is permitted. And that is called a zava katana, a small zava, and she has to be shomeris yom kenege yom. She watches one day corresponding to the other day. However, if she sees during that time period 3 consecutive days, then she is what's called a zava, and she is required to wait another 7 days, and she also has to bring a carbon. She is then called a zava gedola, a big zava, and so therefore that is the law of a zava gedola. Let's say she didn't see it until after those 11 days have passed. Then she returns to being a nida, and we have the same laws again. So then she's in. Once she sees blood for 1 day, she has to wait 7 days. That's biblically speaking. So our Mishnah comes along and says, since we've said that she is tamei when she sees the blood, so what happens if she finds the blood? And then do we assume that was the first moment where the blood came out? So Shammai says, Ko anoshim dayon shatan. Shammai is of the position that all women, when they see blood, we can assume that that was the moment when they saw it. And therefore, even if we know that they touched Truma and Taharos prior to her seeing the blood, we don't have to be concerned that she had actually had the blood beforehand and just not noticed it. And so therefore, we don't assume that anything she touched is Tamea. However, Hillel says, no, mi pekida le pekida. Hillel says that we have to be concerned and say that anything she touched, going back to the last time she did an investigation of herself, an internal investigation, and noticed that there was no blood, that's the last time. But after that, anything she touched, if it was a truma or a tahara, we have to be concerned that she made it tmeya, that she made it ritually impure, v'afilu yamim harbe, even if it extended over many days, since that was the last time of her inspection. The chachamim say no, lo k'divrei zev, lo k'divrei zev. The chachamim say that we don't follow either of those positions, but rather ela me'es le'es me'ma'etes al yad mi'pekida le'pekida, or mi'pekida le'pekida me'ma'etes al yad me'es le'es. That the chachamim say we take the lesser of the two, that either we follow the from within a 24-hour period, or we go back to the last inspection, whichever was shorter, and that's the amount of time that we say that during that time, if she touched the truma or tahara, those things are problematic. So really, some of these things we're going to be talking about are difficult to talk about, because we're talking about the anatomy and we're talking about blood, and so we might think that these things are not important to talk about from the perspective of the Torah. So we say no. We quote the same Mishnah we did in Pirkei Avos, where we stated, where the Mishnah says, "Kinen upisli nida hein gufei halachos," that the laws of the kinen and the laws of the nida are the essential aspect of the law. And the Rambam writes in his Hakdama to the Mishnayos and Taharos, he writes that the reason why it's so important, why it's Gufei HaTorah, is because it's like a ladder. When you have purity, it's like a ladder bringing us up to Ruach HaKodesh, to divine intuition. And so therefore we see that even though sometimes it's uncomfortable, these are very important topics to discuss.